Good morning. Welcome to the 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Satsang. Our bhajan is Guru Arjan's Nama Tumare Hirade Vase on page 169. Let your Nam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. From the Lord I ask for one donation, that all my desires be fulfilled, so that I may repeat your Nam. Let your feet reside in my heart. Let me have the company of the saints, so that the fire of passions may not spread in my mind, and day and night I may sing your praise. When I have good health, and also when I don't, let me serve God, and in my middle age, let me meditate upon him. Nanak says, those who are dyed in the color of God do not take birth and die again. Let your Nam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. Guru Arjan's Bhajan, Nama Tumara Hira Devase, on page 169.
Nama Tumara Hira Devase Santane Ka Sangha Pavo Nama Tumara Hira Devase Santane Ka Sangha Pavo Mangarama Te Ekadana Rama te ikadana, Manga Rama te ikadana, Rama te ikadana, Sagala manorata purana hove, Simaro tumara nama. Sagala manorata purana hove simaro tumara nama nama tumara nama tumara hira devase santane ka sangha pavo Nama tumara hira devase santane ka sangha pavo charana tumare hira devase santane ka sangha pavo Charana tumare hira devase santane ka sangha pavo soga gana mahamanana vyape atapahara guna gavo Soga gana mahamanana vyape atapahara guna gavo Nama tumara hira devase santane ka sangha pavo Nama tumara hira devase santane ka sangha pavo savasta bevasta hara ki seva madianta prabha japana Savasta bevasta hara ki seva Madianta prabha japana Nanaka ranga laga parameshara Bohara janamana chapana Nanakaranga alaga parameshara Bohara janamana chapana Namatumara hirdevase Santaneka Sangapavo Namatumara hirdevase Santaneka Sangapavo.
From the Lord I ask for one donation, that all my desires may be fulfilled, so that I may repeat your Naam. Let your Naam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. And the reading this morning is from the Way of the Saints, and this is from a birthday message that Master Kripal issued on February 6th of 1954, entitled Sweet Remembrance, the Sweet Remembrance of God. Dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Khanna has asked me to give some message on my birth anniversary. The day of my physical birth fell on the 6th of February, 1894. The true date of my birth is the day I sat physically at the holy feet of my master Sawan Singh in February 1924. Still, the truer date is when I was reborn anew into the beyond and met my master in all his glory in 1917. That is 7 years before my meeting with him physically. I respect all holy scriptures of all the saints who came in the past, as they all were given by inspiration of God. I had the good fortune to sit at the feet of my master. That which I have received of my master is what I deliver unto you. I find it parallel with what all the past saints have said. The difference is in the language or the way of expression, but the subject matter is the same. They all talk as to how to liberate our souls from mind and matter and know our souls and know God. At the time of initiation, the Satguru resides with the devotee. He is with you always, even unto the end of the world, and will be extending all feasible help. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whosoever's mind is stayed on him with full faith, he will keep him in perfect peace. There is hope for everybody. Master power comes into the world to save sinners and to put them on the way back to God. It is for you to remain devoted to him, to keep his commandments. The rest is for him to do. God is love. You are also love. Love is the potent factor in meeting God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I wish you to be the doers of the word and not hearers only, for an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. Reformers are badly needed, not of others, but of themselves. You shall have Godhead as salary. I wish you all Godspeed in your efforts to tread the way back to God, which lies within you. My love and best wishes are always with you and will remain with you. The mystery of life is solved in the company of those who have solved that for themselves. How to find such a man? One who has solved this mystery can help in finding the same truth. Someone questioned Guru Nanak as to how one could find a true and real guru, and by what signs he could be recognized. Guru Nanak replied, "The human body is a temple of God, and it is by turning within that we meet God. There is a way from this house of the body to another house within, the Nijgar or Sachkhand, which is the real house. And here the soul finds everlasting peace. The human body is just like a rented house given to us temporarily, that is, the allotted span of life, until, in the meanwhile, the soul is wise enough to gain access to her permanent abode of everlasting bliss. Now, the real and true master is one who can show us the way out to the kingdom of God within this body and can lead the soul from stage to stage until the kingdom is gained and the soul comes into her own. The human body, like any other physical thing, is subject to decay and disintegration. Even this world suffers dissolution. But Sachkhand, or the kingdom of God alone, is indestructible and eternal. The process of dissolution works up to the realm of Triloki, or three worlds, physical, astral, and causal planes, and that of grand dissolution up to the subtlest of the causal planes, but it cannot reach Sachkhand, or Satlok, or Mukamihak, as the Mohammedans call it, New Jerusalem of the Christians, for it is the veritable kingdom of God, as spoken of by Christ. The saints have therefore set Sachkhand as their goal, which is beyond the ken of dissolution and grand dissolution. Next, the Satguru, or the true master, points out the way to the kingdom of God. He tells us that the divine music, comprised of five strains or melodies, is always going on in the body. This continuous symphony is the connecting link between the creation and the creator. It is the ladder which the soul has to climb up step by step in its onward journey to the kingdom of God. This music is most melodious, the like of which cannot be found on earth. It has immense attraction and an irresistible appeal. The different melodies begin from Sahanstal Kanwal, the region of the thousand-petaled lotus, and reach as far as Sachkhand. The master soul gives a contact to the human soul at the lowest end of the musical notes, besides some experience of the withdrawal of the sensory current from the body, both of which have to be developed by daily practice. The Satguru comes into the world with the treasure of Nam. The Muslims call it the Nada-e-Azmani, heavenly music. The Christians describe it as word. The treasure of Nam is not the heritage of this or that particular nation or community, nor of any particular country, nor of any religion, caste, or creed. Again, this treasure is freely distributed by a master soul to all, irrespective of any of the above considerations. An aspirant may be a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Hindu or a Muslim, or anything else, for that is not of any consequence. Each one of us can learn the art of life and the science of spirituality so as to find a way out to the kingdom of God, which is the common heritage of all and the summum bonum of life. Again, a master soul may come into the world in any garb he may choose. It is of no consequence to the aspirants for spirituality. Any such considerations will surely be a hindrance and a positive disadvantage. Our only connection with the Master Soul is purely of a spiritual nature and not a temporal one. Sant Kabir, though a Muslim weaver, had among his followers Rajput chieftains like Bir Singh and Baghel Singh. Similarly, Sant Ravidas, cobbler by profession, had Mirabai, a Rajput princess, and Raja Pipa in his sacred fold. All that we have to ascertain is that the Master is Shabda Sanahi, he who loves the Word and is Word personified, and can give us first-hand experience of the Shabad, or the sound principle to start with. If he satisfies these conditions, we should have no scruples on any ground whatsoever in accepting him and learning from him the science of spirituality. The macrocosm is in the microcosm. The human body is the prototype of the universe and much more than that. In it, there are millions of solar systems with their suns, moons, and earths revolving in and out. The sweetest of the sweet music is also going on in it, emanating from the true throne of the true King, God. A Muslim divine also says in this respect, "When I heard the bewitching strains of that celestial song, Kaaba, the holiest of the holy places of Muslim worship, and the temple of the idol worshippers, both appeared to be bad caricatures before the divine intoxication it gave." Maulana Rumi says, "The saints are the true devotees of God, always listening to the divine music within that infuses life into the lovers of God." Shemaz Tabriz said, another Muslim saint also speaks of it, "Every moment a strange type of call is coming from the heaven. I hear that voice and nothing else. Blessed indeed are they who hear this call." This song is unique in character. No language can describe it. Neither Turkish, nor Arabic, nor Persian, nor any other. It is, in fact, an unspoken language and an unwritten law unto itself. The Prophet Muhammad once declared that he listened to the voice of God just as he listened to any other voice. But when questioned as to why it cannot be heard by others, he said, "You cannot hear this voice as your ears have been sealed up. Hie to some master soul with a prayer for breaking of the seal, and then listen attentively in the silence of your heart." Mrs. Annie Besant, the great theosophist, calls it the voice of silence and says that the silence becomes vocal when the mind is at perfect rest. "The kingdom of God is within you," says Christ. The trouble is that we search for it without and find it not. Man, in his search for God, has not spared any efforts. He has looked for him in the sacred rivers like the Ganges, etc., in the snow-capped mountains of Badrinath, Kailash, and Amarnath, etc., in the deep recesses of forests, and in the sacred places of all antiquity, but with no success. As the way out to God lies within you, you will have to find a master who knows the way and would be a guide unto you until the goal is reached. This work only a true master can do, and no one else can do it. Now the question comes, where can this divine music be contacted? To this the Master replies, "This divine music is going on in Sukmana, the central cord between the Ida and Pingala, the two cords on either side, which running through the spine and passing through the center and between the two eyebrows reaches directly as far as Sachkhand or Shahrag, as named by the Muslims. It can be experienced by the soul in her deepest depths, when layer by layer the various sheaths or coverings, physical or gross, mental or subtle, and causal, are shaken off from the soul in her onward journey to the various lokas or regions, the sun, the moon, the stars, spirits, deities, etc. At each stage, the music becomes more enrapturing than before, until in Parabrahm, beyond the three lokas, the soul becomes self-luminous in her pristine glory. Then the music too becomes exceedingly charming, in full swell, with unending continuity. This is the ajapa jap going on at all times in an unspoken language. As the soul hears it, she gets magnetized, with the result that the mind, with its outgoing faculties, is paralyzed for want of the inspiration it used to be drawing from the spirit, and gradually it loses its hold of her. The high-born maiden, being a drop of the ocean of Satnam, is freed from its clutches and now moves on unhampered. It is, of course, impossible to describe the sublime symphonies in so many words, as they are past description for want of adequate expression. At present, every soul has, on account of constant association with mind, acquired a tendency to flow downward and outward through the outgoing faculties. It is because of this that she cannot catch the sound current, the elixir of life within. A cup turned upside down may for ages remain in the rain, but not a drop will fall into it. But if it is turned aright, it will get filled up in one or two showers. Exactly is it the case with the soul. As soon as the master soul gives her a contact with the life-giving sound current by turning it aright through the withdrawal of the sensory current, the lotus-like cup of the spirit gets more and more water of immortality until she gets drenched through and through and is saved forever. Mind, you know, is ever after the pleasures of one kind or another, but the pleasures of this world are all transitory and have always the same sting at the bottom. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught, says an English poet. This renegade of the mind can only be subdued if some internal pleasure of rapturous strains of divine music, the word, is given to it in lieu of the external one. When mind tastes this sweet elixir, it is diverted from the worldly enjoyments and is subdued. The soul becomes free. This is the only remedy by which the sages control the mind. It held good in all ages, the golden, the silver, the copper, and holds good even today in Kali Yuga or the Iron Age. The Sat is eternal. It was in the beginning. It was in the middle. And it shall ever remain until eternity. The divine music of Sat is then the sovereign remedy for stilling the mind. In due course of time, by regular practice, the soul becomes fully absorbed into the elixir of Nam, and the mind is rendered absolutely ineffectual. And I'll stop there so that we can hear the meditation talk.
Meditation means uniting our soul with God. But how to do it? We are conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, with all attention, with all consciousness. And our soul is also, the outer expression of the soul is also called attention. So meditation means withdrawing your attention from all outside, also from the body below, bring it to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where the man dying, the soul withdraws from the body, the eyes are upturned there. And there when it, all attention is centralized, that you know you are not the body. Then your inner eye, your third eye, your single eye is open. And you can see the light of God. This is one expression of the God into speaking power. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know, it is a process, just like a dying man withdraws the attention from all outside. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Quiet opposite to the yoga postures, this. Sit quiet with tension in the body. So first step is to sit in any pose most convenient to you, with no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. And once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Further, you close your eyes, withdraw your attention from all outside. Also withdraw your attention from all environments also where you are sitting. And forget all outside and forget the environment in which you are sitting. Also don't pay any attention to what is going on in the body below the eyes. Fix your whole attention at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes. That will give you some tension. To avoid that, when you close your eyes, you see vast expanse of darkness. Just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite your eyebrows, that area. Look intently, mind will keep penetrating to find out what is in there. Disavoid any tension. Continue looking constantly without break into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, that way. Fix your gaze. Along with it, have the sweet memories of God. Those who are initiated, they should repeat the names of God which are charged mentally, one by one at intervals, not in quick succession. That will give only charging. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. The attention will be withdrawn from all outside and there will be centralized. And there you will find the darkness will be thinned and light will spout forth. Inside you see light. Again, look into the middle of the light in front of you, intently, minutely, penetratingly. That will grow bright and burst. Further way will be up. You see sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. If it comes at the outset or later, put in whole attention to seeing into what is in there. You'll find stars. If you find stars, then locate a big star out of that, about which all masters are referred. If you find that, then put in whole attention into the middle of the big star. The result will be the star will open, you'll cross it. Further, you may find moon. If you find moon again, that very principle, look into the middle thereof, not the whole of it. That will grow by bright and burst into pieces. You will cross it like Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further, you will find God appears in some form in which He is working, on whom His grace is descending, or in whom He is manifest. In any form comes up like that, don't visualize yourself or premeditate yourself. Absorb your whole attention to Him, so much so you forget yourself. You will develop receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. And you will also hear this sound principle also. You follow this, now as I say, go on sitting, you see.